Hello, Michigan. Hello. We love you, Michigan. We love you. We just had the biggest victory in Michigan. They said, sir, it's going to be hard. Well, we won it twice. We actually won it three times. You want to really know that. But I'm thrilled to be back in this beautiful state. I love this state. Got a lot of auto jobs coming. Watch what's happening. The companies are coming in by the tens. You got to see what's happening. They all want to come back to Michigan and build cars again. You know why? Because of our tax and tariff policy. They're coming from all over the world. They're coming up and they're opening up plants and they're talking to us all day and all night. They want to get here and they're coming in at levels you've never seen before. And I want to thank the auto workers for your support. That was great. But I'm thrilled to be back in this beautiful state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. And we're here tonight in the heartland of our nation to celebrate the most successful first 100 days of any administration in the history of our country. And that's according to many, many people. This is the best, they say, 100-day start of any president in history, and everyone is saying it. We've just gotten started. You haven't even seen anything yet. It's all just kicking in. And week by week, we're ending illegal immigration. We're taking back our jobs and protecting our great American auto workers and all of our workers, frankly. We're protecting all of our workers. We're restoring the rule of law, which was sort of out the window with this crazy guy we had. How the hell did that guy ever become president? Could somebody explain to me? How the hell did that happen? There's my friend, Blacks for Trump. I like that guy. He follows me. He follows me. We love you. Your whole group has been so supportive over the years. I want to thank you. Everyone thinks I pay you a fortune. I don't know. I don't even know who the hell he is. I just like him. Thank you very much. Thank all of the fellas. Thank them all. But we're ending the inflation nightmare, the worst that we've had probably in the history of our country, getting woke lunacy and transgender insanity the hell out of our government. We're stopping the indoctrination of our children, slashing billions and billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. And above all, we're saving the American dream. We're making America great again, and it's happening fast, too. What the world has witnessed in the past 14 weeks is a revolution of common sense. That's all it is, really. We're conservative. You're conservative, you're liberal, whatever the hell. You know what it's all about? It's about common sense when you think about it. We're for common sense. We like strong borders. We like good education. We like low interest rates. We like being able to buy a beautiful car. And now deduct the interest on the loan. That's never happened before. We want a strong military. We want low taxes. You know, the Democrats, they campaign on, we will raise your taxes. It's the first time. You know, I haven't been doing this that long, actually, compared to a lot of people. They've been doing it for a long time. They say, you became president. I can't get out of Congress, or some of them can't even get into Congress. But, you know, I haven't been doing it that long, but all my life I've been watching, and I've never heard people campaigning that they're going to raise taxes. It's always been, we will reduce your taxes, Democrat, Republican. Now they go, we're going to raise your taxes. If our bill doesn't pass, the Republicans, we have 100% just about Republican support, but it would be nice if we had just a couple of Democrats just to make sure, because, you know, every once in a while you have a grandstander Republican. We have some grandstanders, but every once in a while, not many, but remember who those grandstanders were and vote them the hell out of office, okay? Will you do that? Vote them out of office. You know, they do it morally. They're morally bound. You know what the answer is? If you don't get it, you're going to have the highest tax increase in history instead of the greatest tax cut in history. if the Democrats prevail on this bill, you get a 58% tax increase. Would you like that? These are the Democrats. But I've never seen all the years they campaign, we will raise your taxes. I say, this place has gone, this country has gone crazy. And today they did it again. Some guy that I'd never heard of. John James, is he a congressman, this guy? He said, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to start the impeachment of Donald Trump. What the hell did I do? Here we go again. They want to impeach me. This lunatic, he was up. Actually, I had the television way down, and I said to our great First Lady, listen, did I just hear I was being impeached again? We're getting good at this, though. No, they've gone totally crazy. These people, and you know what? They've totally lost their confidence, too. They can't even tell a lunatic like this dumb guy that said it. And then you have the other one that's always with the cane. He's always impeaching. He raises his cane. He always impeaches. But they have no control over those people. They have no control. And the reason is they've lost their confidence. They have no confidence anymore as a party. They have no candidates. And, you know, when they say that Bernie's probably the best they have. By the way, he's about 7 years older than me, more, 8 years older. One thing I got to give him credit, he's a lunatic, but he's still pretty sharp. And he's going around with AOC plus three, you know, the plus three follow-up. They hang on for little bits. They hang on for nuggets. And they get crowds. They say, our crowds are so much bigger than their crowds. Their crowds are small. If I ever had a crowd like their biggest crowd, they'd say it's over for Trump. He's lost the magic. But this is great, and all the people outside, we love you. We put screens up. We're taking back our country from a sick political class that got rich selling America out and bleeding America dry. We don't let that happen anymore. And we had four great years. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. The stock market went up 88%. We did great. And we're going to do better now, because now we learned a little bit. After years of leaders who sent your money to defend the borders of distant foreign nations, that's what we did. We'd fight for other nations, but not for ourselves. You finally have a president who is defending our borders and our nation. After decades of politicians who destroyed Detroit to build up Beijing, you finally have a champion for workers in the White House. And instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan first, and I'm putting America first. After a lifetime of unelected bureaucrats stealing your paychecks, attacking your values, and trampling your freedoms, we are stopping their gravy train, ending their power trip, and telling thousands of corrupt, incompetent, and unnecessary deep state bureaucrats, you're fired. Get the hell out of here. You're fired. Get out of here. In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years. I read an editorial today that this is the most consequential presidency in history. How about that? And it wasn't even by a group that would normally be supporting us. It was a group of people that I think they tend to be on the liberal side, but they said it's the most important election, the November 5th, it changed it all. You have to see, well, you hear some of these numbers, but that is the most consequential election that we've ever had in our country. And what a nice thing. I'm going to start again subscribing to that particular paper. Even if I don't read it much, I'm going to subscribe. But it was a very nice compliment, especially from them. They know who I'm talking about. We're ushering out the long reign of special interests and the radical left lunatics, and we're ushering in the golden age of America. That's what we have. Right? Front row Joe. Look at you. Front row Joes. I miss you guys. I miss the campaign. You haven't changed. You've lost a couple of pounds. Oh, he's probably getting to one of those jabbers. You've lost a couple of pounds. You look good. And I have Mr. Wall here. This guy. How many rallies have you gone to? Like hundreds, and we love him here. The Wall. One day I'm gonna get that suit and I'm gonna wear it on stage. We appreciate it, fellas. Great. Thank you. You know, we have a group of ladies, I don't know if they're here, but we have a group of women from North Carolina, a large group, like 50 of the most beautiful women, and they've been to 129 rallies. They're happily married, I think, too. They just keep going to rallies all the time. But they're great. North Carolina, where we won by big numbers. Nowhere has this transformation been more dramatic than our southern border. You have seen a change on your southern border that Sleepy Joe said couldn't happen. Sleepy Joe, the worst president in history, said it couldn't happen. The last administration engineered a massive border invasion, allowing gangs, cartels, and terrorists to infiltrate our communities and rape and murder our citizens. And that is being nice about it. That's actually being nice about it. They are the worst. But standing before you today, I can proudly report that this heinous betrayal is over and that we have achieved the most secure border in American history, by far. In American history. For 2 months in a row, we have now set all-time records, and this is by the media, the fake news media, which most of it is fake. We've set all-time records for the lowest number of illegal border crossings ever recorded. Think of that, ever recorded. The number of illegal border crossers released into the United States is down, listen to this please, 99.999%. Think of that, 99.999. 3 people got in. 3. And I got angry as hell at Tom Holman. How did you allow 3, Tom? I called up Christy. Christy Noem's doing a great job, Tom Holman. I said, how did you allow 3 people? No, they allowed a few in for medical reasons. They had a couple of were very sick. The ones that got in were really very sick, and we had to take care of them. But it was a few people. But 3 people got in versus hundreds of thousands in the last administration. Hundreds of thousands a month were pouring in. Biden had no control. Thank goodness he appointed a great border czar, right? Kamala. She was a great candidate. She was fantastic. Joe Biden was down 35 points. The debate was not a good one for him. He said, you know, if I didn't debate, I could have gone all the way. He was down 35 points and they decided to replace him. Nothing ever happens. Like what happens to me, it never happens to anybody else. I had to beat 2 candidates. So he's down. This is like you're in a fight. Dana White, the UFC, you're in a fight and you're just beating the guy so badly. And they say, oh, let's put in another fighter. That's what happened. And I knew nothing about her. She was vice president, but nobody knew a damn thing about her. She had nothing to do with the border, even though she was appointed border czar. The great people, all of the great people, Paul and all of the border patrol people, they never spoke to her. They never heard about her. For 4 years, she never called. But there's never been such a difference in anything as the difference between the border today and the border what it was just 6 months ago. So I want to say congratulations, America. It's about time. If we had not won the 2024 election, oh, does that sound good, right? We won the 24, all that work. The radical left Democrats would right now be importing the next 10 million invaders and giving amnesty to 30 or 40 million illegals, many of them criminals, many of them frankly, murderers and people of crime at the absolute highest level. Real, real bad people. It would only be a matter of years or months until America itself became a failed third world nation. That was happening to us. We were going to be a third world nation. I'll tell you what. If these guys won, if this group of radical lunatics, and by the way, you know, Biden, we find out that whoever operated the auto pen was the real president, and Biden knew nothing about it. You know, he had a group of radical left guys who were very smart, and a woman, a particular woman. Very, very smart people. These are not stupid people. These are sick people, but they're not stupid people. And they were very smart. What they're best at is cheating at election. They cheat on elections. That's their single greatest trait. They cheat like hell. And let me tell you, they tried to cheat on this election, but we made it too big to rig. Remember? Too big to rig. They tried. I watched those numbers. I watched those numbers. We had Elon with us. Elon is a smart guy. Elon was with us. Elon Musk. And I was sitting with Dana White and Elon Musk, and I'm watching the numbers in Pennsylvania, and we're winning so easily. Then all of a sudden, it flatlined. And I said, you know, I said, I think they're cheating again. Look at this. What's going on? I think they're cheating again. And Elon looked at us. He goes, no, you're going to win. They just don't know it yet. And about 15 minutes later, we won, you know, sort of crazy. I'll never forget. You're going to win. They just don't know it yet. But you know what? We made it too big to rig. It was too big. Starting on day one, I deployed the U.S. military to defend our country from the invasion of our border. I shut down all migrant flights. Do you remember when we're talking about people coming in, they're trying to deny it, okay? So people are flowing in. They said, no, I don't see any people. It's like, what's wrong? But then we saw airplanes going overhead. We said, what the hell are those airplanes doing? Big Boeing 757s were traveling right overhead, loaded up with people. I say, where the hell are those planes going? They were loaded up with migrants coming in illegally, flying in by plane, paid for by the U.S. government. I'll tell you, they are sick. Remember that day? That was the day we found out that not only do we have to defend it here, we have to defend it not only in the water, but we have to defend it in the air. The planes were going over us. I said, what the hell is that? I banned all welfare to illegals, and I signed an order that will end automatic citizenship for the children of illegal aliens. No citizenship. For years, Joe Biden and the media told us that stopping the flood of illegal immigration was absolutely impossible. He said it was impossible. He didn't know what the hell anybody was talking about. He said it was impossible that the president had no power to stop what was needed in the form of legislation. He needed legislation. He had no power to get it. But it turned out that all we needed was a new president. Within days of taking office, I signed the Laken Riley Act. Laken Riley, beautiful Laken Riley, who was killed by an illegal immigrant, viciously, violently killed. But I signed the Laken Riley Act to facilitate the expulsion of dangerous criminal aliens. And when necessary, we had to put them in jail. We couldn't take a chance that they'd come back in again. In recent weeks, ICE, who are great, these people are great, has arrested dozens of child rapists, along with murderers, kidnappers, drug traffickers, and thieves, and frankly, people from mental institutions. We've designated six murderous Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organization. We have also designated two bloodthirsty transnational gangs, MS-13 and Tren de Aragua, TDA. They've been designated the highest level of terrorist, and that lets us do a lot of things that you wouldn't be able to do. We got to get them out of here before they kill more people. They've killed plenty. My administration has increased arrests of known and suspected terrorists by 655%. Is that okay? We tried to get it higher. We tried to get it higher, but the courts are giving us a hard time. Can you believe? You know, I won on the basis of, I think the number one thing was on illegal immigration, the border, the people pouring across our border that are from all over the world. They're unbelievably bad, in many cases, unbelievably bad people. I think that was the number one thing. And now the courts are trying to say that, you know, that doesn't matter. I don't think it's going to be allowed to stand. Democrats have vowed mass invasion and mass migration. We are delivering mass deportation, and it's happening very fast. And the worst of the worst are being sent to a no-nonsense prison in El Salvador. Why don't you watch this? Watch this. Take a look. So under President Trump, America is a dumping ground for criminals no longer. They're not even trying to come in. But while we're fighting to protect Americans, the radical left Democrats, who are so bad for this country, are fighting to protect TDA, you just saw that, and MS-13 criminals. And you don't even know which is worse, but they are the top of the line. For years, Democrat politicians did not raise one word of protest as American women and girls were raped and slaughtered by these monsters. They were raped and slaughtered by numbers that you don't even want to hear about. But the second we try to deport them, the radical Democrat Party is racing to the defense of some of the most violent savages on the face of the earth. Who the hell would vote for these people? They're racing to the courts to help them. But this is not what the people want. This is not what they voted for in record numbers. I won the election. We won every swing state. We won the popular vote. And we got 312 electoral college votes. And just this month, two Venezuelan members of TDA, Tren de Aragua, were arrested in Washington state for kidnapping a 58-year-old woman driving a power drill through her hand to extort her bank account information, shooting her, leaving her for dead. And miraculously, she just survived, but she's not feeling so well. In January, Tren de Aragua member in Chicago kidnapped three women, took them in an alley, lined them up, and shot them each in the head. They all died. And the FBI recently assessed that these vicious gangs have been sent by the foreign regime in Venezuela to foment violence and instability in the United States of America. Can't let that happen. And it's not just, in all fairness, not Venezuela. It's all over the world. It's all over. They come in from the Congo. They come in from Africa. The Congo, they emptied out their prisons into our country. But they come from Africa, Asia, South America. They come from all over bad parts of Europe. That's why we've invoked the Alien Enemies Act to expel every foreign terrorist from our soil as quickly as possible. Never forget the same people that we now claim we're just not taking this crap anymore. We can't. They're claiming that we're not allowed to deport illegals, and they're the ones who orchestrated an 8-year campaign to jail their political opponents. Do you know what I mean? They want to jail. They want to jail. That's all they can do, jail their political opponents. What they did to people is a disgrace. And now they come after us. Why are you not nice to them? Why are you not nice to them? They tried to jail your president. They tried to jail. Except for the really courageousness of a few very good judges, you know, we could have been calling you from the other side of the bar saying, hey, fellas, how about a little protest? How about a little protest? But they cheered the assassination of CEOs, looted our cities, and destroyed our property. No, they tried to jail our politicians, and they tried to jail a lot of people, many of whom didn't even know what the hell they were being looked at for. These people are criminals. If they had their way, we would be living in a third world hellhole. That's what they want. Removing the invaders is not just a campaign pledge. It's my solemn duty as commander-in-chief. I have an obligation to do it. Save our country. And that's why we got, despite the fake polls, you know, they do these polls where they interview far more Democrats than Republicans. I saw them over the last few days, and I had them checked out. They interview far more Democrats for the polls. They interview Democrats by big numbers and then Republicans by small. They say Trump only has a 44% approval rating. Well, it's actually not bad. But when you figure that if it were a legit poll, it would be in the 60s or 70s. These people are a bunch of crooked people. No, they interview more Democrats than Republicans. In other words, they take the poll and they interview Democrats. They poll Democrats. And then they say they try and depress it as much, just like they write bad stories. 97% of the stories written about me, think of it, were negative. And yet we won in a landslide because they have no credibility. And also, we cannot allow a handful of communist radical left judges to obstruct the enforcement of our laws and assume the duties that belong solely to the President of the United States. Judges are trying to take away the power given to the President to keep our country safe, and it's not a good thing. But I hope for the sake of our country that the Supreme Court is going to save this, because we have to do something. These people are just looking to destroy our country. Nothing will stop me in the mission to keep America safe again. It's very simple. Keep America safe again. And our first 100 days have also produced historic results in the battle to defeat Biden's inflation disaster and bring jobs and wealth back to America and bring them back to Michigan. Okay? We want to bring them back. As an example, since I took office, the cost of eggs is down 87%. Now, what? You remember a few weeks ago before Thanksgiving, I heard about it a long time ago. Before Thanksgiving, I heard about it. And then I was hearing that I wasn't president. This guy was barely president. Nobody knew. Was he president? Who the hell was president? To this day, I say it was the one that operated the auto pen, but what do I know? But I was hearing about eggs, and then all of a sudden we have a great election victory. And my first week in office, they start screaming at me, "What about the price of eggs? Eggs, eggs." I said, "I've only been here for 6 days." I was there 6 days. I said, "What's wrong with eggs?" They said, "The price of eggs has gone through the roof, and you won't be able to have them for Easter." So I put our very capable Brooke Rollins, who's our wonderful Commissioner of Agriculture that you know in Michigan. I said, "Brooke, I've only been here 6 days before I heard, maybe even less, maybe five, maybe four. But it was my first week. And I said, Brooke, you got to save me here. I'm getting killed about eggs. What the hell's going on with eggs?" She said, "Well, you can't get them. The price is through the roof. And it looks like we're going to have a real problem for Easter. You're not going to have eggs." I said, "Brooke, that doesn't sound politically viable to me. That doesn't sound good." Because nobody's going to believe me when you get out there that it's Sleepy Joe Biden's fault. So, Brooke, you got to get going, Brooke, please. And she did a great job. And you had so many eggs for Easter, and your price was down 87% from that point. Prices are coming way down. You know, the fake news doesn't say it. They said, "He pledged." Now, I pledged safe borders. I pledged all sorts of things. But they said, "He pledged to bring prices down." Well, that's what I've done. They're trying to say the prices have gone up. Your energy, your car, your gasoline, they have three states this week, a couple of days ago, that were $1.98 a gallon. So gasoline prices are down by a lot. Energy prices are down. Mortgage rates actually just went down. Prescription drug prices just saw their largest monthly decline ever recorded. How about that? Remember what you heard. Prescription drug prices just took the biggest plunge ever since they've recorded the prices, which have basically gone up except for my 4 years. They did pretty well. But we got to know that system. The system is a bad system. But they just took the biggest dive ever in the history of prescription drug prices. Think of that. That's a big thing. I got to say it again and again, because they will never tell you that. The fake news will never tell you that. Grocery prices have gone down. Everything's gone down. And yet I saw this person on MSDNC, which I think is probably even worse than CNN. It's probably worse. Probably worse than CNN. But I saw this horrible, horrible anchor. How these people get jobs, I wouldn't hire them to do the most menial of chores. But I saw this person. He campaigned on bringing prices down. Every price has gone down. What am I going to do? I mean, think of it. Gasoline was almost $4 not so long ago. And now, Mike, we just hit $1.98 in a lot of states. Think of it. And they're saying, and you know what? And inflation is basically down. And interest rates came down despite the fact that I have a Fed person who's not really doing a good job. But I won't say that. I want to be very nice. I want to be very nice and respectful to the Fed. You're not supposed to criticize the Fed. You're supposed to let him do his own thing. But I know much more than he does about interest rates, believe me. Core inflation has reached the lowest rate in 4 years. And last month, we had the largest drop in consumer prices since the pandemic. This is all done in 100 days. Think of that. This is all done in 100 days. But when you watch the fake news, you see fake polls. Again, they poll more Democrats than Republicans. Democrats aren't going to say, I'm going to vote for Trump. And we still got 45, 44%. But on the legitimate polls, I think we're in the 60s. I think we're in the 60s or 70s or something. In 3 months, we have created 350,000 jobs. Think of that. For the first time in recent memory, job gains for native-born Americans now exceed job gains for foreign workers. This is for the first time, and nobody even knows when, Americans now are doing better than foreign workers. How about that? I mean, that's okay. I want the foreign, I want everyone to do well, but that's okay. And to curb inflation, we're cutting a record number of job-killing regulations. We beat in the four-year first administration, which was a tremendous success. We cut more regulations than any president in history, including two-term presidents, including Roosevelt, who was more than a two-term president. We cut more regulations than any president in history in one term, and now our second term. And, you know, I don't know why. It was so important to win because they used to say the fake news, to be a great president, you have to serve two terms. So now we're going to serve two terms. Now they've taken that one. Cross. Right? Right, Dr. Oz? Cross that one off. Cross that one off. No, they say it all the time. When I was out, they say, well, they go on through. Thank you. Thank you. Sure. But we've ended the radical left. Well, we actually already served three, but if you count. But remember, I like the victories. I like the three victories, which we absolutely had. I just don't like the results of the middle term, the results. I don't want those results, John. I don't want those results. What results? What a disgrace. If we would have had this group for another year, we wouldn't have a country left. I really mean it. I don't think we would have had a country left. And now we're respected all over the world. They're coming from all over the world to see you, President. They're coming from India. They're coming from France. They're coming from Spain. Yeah, they're coming from China, too. Yeah, they're coming from China. They're coming from all over the world to see you, President. They want to make a deal. They want to make a deal. And, you know, we'll make deals, but we don't have to. We are the ones that have the product. We are the ones at the United States. They want a piece of our product. We can just set the price. But I want to be respectful and I want to be nice. But if it takes too long, I'll just set a price. Say, you could buy or you don't have to buy. We lost, think of this, we lost billions and billions of dollars a day. Billions, not millions, billions of dollars a day. And under Sleepy Joe Biden, what's better, Crooked Joe or Sleepy Joe? Ready? A poll, a free poll. Because these pollsters are so corrupt. This is a real poll. We're going to poll Crooked Joe or Sleepy Joe. Ready? What's a better name for us to call him? Sleepy Joe? Or Crooked Joe? I'm not surprised. This happens. I sort of loved Sleepy Joe. You know, it just had a nice ring to it. Because he had one ability I didn't have. He goes to the beach, right? And he could fall asleep on a cottage, drooling out of the side of his mouth. And he'd be sleeping within minutes, carrying the aluminum chair. You know, the kind that's meant for old people and children to carry. It weighs like about 4 ounces. And he couldn't get his feet out of the sand. And he'd sleep. He'd fall on this thing. And with it, and he'd have, you know, he's president, so you'd have cameras. He'd be in a bathing suit. Somebody convinced him that he looks great in a bathing suit. He's 82 years old. Cary Grant didn't look great in a bathing suit when he was 82. You don't look great. You know, at some point, you have other assets, okay? But that's not right. But he'd go, and he'd walk in the sand, and he'd fall into that thing, and within seconds, he was sleeping. I'd be tossing and turning and scheming and thinking and saying, how am I going to beat China? How am I going to stop the war with Russia and Ukraine? This guy could fall asleep with cameras blazing, right? Not too many cameras were blazing, but enough were blazing that you saw it. I thought it was a great ability that he had, actually. We've ended the radical left war on American energy. We've stopped their crusade on coal. Did you see what I did the other day? Clean, beautiful coal. I said, you're not allowed to use the word coal unless you say clean, beautiful coal. So you have guys getting up. Department of Energy, we have great people at Department of Energy. They talk about clean, beautiful coal. You know, China uses coal. They're opening up a coal plant every week, a massive coal plant. But we're not allowed to use it. But now we are, because last week I gave it absolute, total approval. And you know what I don't give approval to? Those stupid windmills that go round and round and round. And we've ended the Green New scam. We've reopened Anwar, the greatest drilling site anywhere in the world, in Alaska, and implemented the new energy policy of the United States. You know what it is? We have a policy. It's called Drill, Baby, Drill. That's our policy. That's our policy, Michael, right? Great Michael Whatley, head of the Republican Party. He's done a good job. Him and Laura, they took the party by storm, right? He had a good candidate, but had a couple of good candidates, didn't he? Michael's been incredible, actually. Michael Whatley, North Carolina. He watched in 2020. He did so good for me. And, you know, he was in North Carolina. He did so great. What's the problem over there? What's the problem? Is that a radical left lunatic? He's just a child. All right, get him out. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought it was a guy. Thank you. And she now has to go home to a mother who's a big Trump fan. Her mother's watching. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said he, and it's a she. I'm sorry. To keep my promise to the great state of Michigan, I terminated Joe Biden's insane electric vehicle mandate, where you were mandated to buy an electric vehicle. You were mandated within just a few years to buy an electric vehicle. How about that? And you know what? They're great, but people don't. Not everybody wants them. You got to be able to buy a hybrid, a gasoline-powered car. You can buy lots of different cars, but you can't be mandated to do anything. And I've already proudly imposed a 25% tariff on all foreign automobiles. Any foreign car, like they do, Todd. This is going to create more jobs in this state and this country. And to help these automakers bring their factories home as rapidly as possible, I've just signed an executive order to give partial tariff rebates to any company that assembles its cars right here in the U.S. In other words, if they can't make it in time because they have to do it here, otherwise they haven't, I'm giving them a little bit of a break, right? They took in parts from all over the world. I don't want that. I want them to make their parts here. But I gave them a little bit of time It's 15% and then 10% of the parts. So it's not so bad. Somebody would say, oh, well, that's a change in parts. Not. It's called a little flexibility. The guys were crying. They love it. Everything's good. But just in case we can't get everything in time, we gave them a little bit. So it's 15% of the parts and then it's 10% of the parts. We give them a little time before we slaughter them if they don't do this. Right. They're going to make so much money. They're going to have so many jobs. No, but jobs are way up. Jobs are way up. We're pleased to be joined tonight by Brian Pannebecker. Do you know who that is? Of the Auto Workers for Trump. And Brian is a union guy, loves the unions, loves everything. But he knew that Trump was right. Brian, come up here, Brian. I got to see Brian. Look at the arms in this guy. Look at the arms.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor to be here on your 100th day in office of your second term. And I just want to remind you of something I told you at one of your last rallies before the election. I've got it on video. I've watched it dozens of times at home. After I was able to speak, I turned to you and I said, Mr. President, Macomb County is going to win Michigan for you. And that's exactly what happened. We had a margin of victory of 70,000 votes in this county alone. Thank you, Macomb County. You know, I met President Trump 8 years ago in Novi, and we had never met before, and as I was stepping towards him backstage to get my picture taken, I knew I only had 10, 15 seconds to say something to him before we got our pictures. Fortunately, my son was standing behind me, so I've got a witness to this. And I said, Mr. Trump, we've got the keys to the White House waiting for you in Macomb County. And he kind of chuckled. He said, oh, yeah, how's that? And I said, well, Macomb County is the home of the Reagan Democrats. If you come to Macomb County and you ask for their support and you get it, you might win Macomb County big enough to carry the whole state of Michigan. And that's exactly what he did. So I want to say thank you to the auto workers, everybody who works in the automotive field, the suppliers, every one of you, the truck drivers. Thank you so much for supporting the greatest president in our lifetimes. Now, I've got a little business announcement I want to make. I hope the president doesn't mind. But when I was backstage with him earlier and got my picture taken, I said, Mr. President, I've got a deal that you can't refuse. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, I'm writing a book, and it's going to be about my political journey. I've been involved in some things here in Michigan, conservative causes like Right to Work and the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative. And I said, you have a publishing company, Winning Team Publishing. It's run by Don Jr. and his partner. I said, I'll agree to use your publishing company if you agree to write the foreword to my book. He stuck out his hand and said, I'll do it. That's how you negotiate with the best negotiator in the world. So listen, I got one last thing to say. All of us have a job to do. Number one, we have to win the 2026 elections. It has to happen. Sri Thanadar, that lunatic Democrat from Detroit, is already threatening to impeach President Trump if they get the majority back. But luckily, right now, we've got good people in Congress like Congressman John James over here who are stopping that from happening. But listen up. So we got to get out, and we don't have any time to waste. We got to start talking to our friends, our neighbors, our family, our coworkers. The campaign for 2026 starts tomorrow. We've got to win that election. So The work is not over. The work has just begun. November 5th was not the end. It was the beginning of the golden age. And let's all tell President Trump how much we support what he's done the first 100 days in office. Oh, yeah, I forgot. There's one other thing I wanted to say in front of all these thousands of people to President Trump. President Trump, I love you.
That's great. Thank you. Good man. He's a great guy. You know, he was with me from day one, 2015, before 2016. He was there from day one. He got it. He said, we're losing our car industry. That's what he really cared about. He just said, I had so many friends that were laid off. It's horrible. They lay us off like it's nothing. And the business went to China. It went to Japan, went to all countries all over the world. They're laying us off, sir. And then he said, we can solve that. I told him, we can solve that so fast. He's one of the early people that got it. And we've solved it. We're going to be doing numbers that nobody's ever believed. We'll be the number one in the world again. Nobody can believe it because we have been beaten up so badly by these countries that have rigged the whole thing. They fight like hell. They're smart. Their product is good, but our product's going to be a lot better. We're going to do something that nobody believes. And he saw it right at the beginning. So I appreciate it, Brian. And he was there at that. I love the guys from the beginning. I love those early guys. Those guys are right there. They were there from the beginning. No, you're going to see numbers, and you're already seeing them. Look, you know, we have many Hondas coming in, and they're coming in. They can't. We let them build their cars here. We don't want them to build them in Japan. We love Japan. We don't want them building them in Japan. We want them to build them here. We want China to build them in here. We want them all to build them right in here. That's what they've done to us for 40 years. And they've drained us. Now we're doing it to them at a better level than they ever dreamed possible. To further rebuild the industrial bedrock of our country, I've imposed 25% tariffs on foreign aluminum and steel. It's keeping our steel mills going. I did that. If I didn't do that with steel in the first, my first term, we wouldn't have a steel mill in the United States right now, and everybody knows that. I did it for washing machines, too, by the way. That's why I asked the people at Whirlpool. They were going to close. They were in deep trouble. I did it because they were dumping machines. I did a 50% tariff. Was going to raise it to 100%. They didn't even have to bother. They became a tremendously successful company overnight. They were ready to close. They came to me with tears in their eyes in my office early on, first term. And we're doing it now at levels never seen before, and the results are going to be even better, because we've been abused by friend and foe. And in many cases, friend has abused us more so than foe on trade. So I want to just let you know you're going to be very proud of this country very soon. And with my China tariffs, we're ending the greatest job theft in the history of the world. China's taken more jobs from us than any country has ever taken from another country. And that doesn't mean we're not going to get along. We'll get along with China. I mean, their tariff now is at 145%. So essentially, that's a big difference between that and zero. But I think it's going to work out. They want to make a deal, and we're going to make a deal, but it's going to be a fair deal. It's not going to be a deal that we lose $1 trillion a year like they did with Biden. That guy was so bad. He was so bad. Under Biden. And remember this, we were losing $5 billion a day on trade, and now we're making money. We're actually making money instead of, do you know what $5 billion, think of that, Mike, how many pillows do you have to make to lose $5 billion? You can make them for 1,000 years. No, we were losing $5 billion a year. Now we've got it where we're making money, and the tariffs haven't even really kicked in. The 25% on cars have. But you know what that means? That means that you're going to make the cars. We don't need the cars from outside. When they say, oh, sir, we want to send you a lot of cars. I said, we really don't want your cars. We really don't want. We want to make our own cars. That includes Canada. That includes Mexico, who have taken a tremendous amount of our business. Canada's taken off a tremendous, like 10, 12%. Mexico is 32%. They took 32% of our car production. We don't want them to have that. We want that. Why are we giving it to them? Why are we subsidizing Canada $200 billion a year? Why are we subsidizing Mexico for $300 billion a year? There's no reason for it. I'm proud to be the president for the workers and not the outsourcers. A president who stands up for Main Street, not Wall Street. You know, I like Wall Street. I like Wall Street. I have a gorgeous, beautiful building on Wall Street, 40 Wall Street. Anybody? You want a little space? I'll get you some space real quickly. No, I've got one of the most beautiful buildings in the world on Wall Street, but I still like Main Street because you're Main Street. I want Main Street over Wall Street. And we want to protect the middle class, not the political class. That's all. I haven't done this very long. We want to protect our people. You know, this is the greatest. When you think about this, look, here we are. It's not even like election. It's after the election. And you have crowds like this and to have them. We're going to do the commencement at University of Alabama. And they just called and they said, it's going to be the biggest crowd we've ever had for we've never had a crowd like this. And I'm doing it at West Point. And they called and said the same thing. We love West Point. We love University of Alabama. We love Alabama. You know what I want Alabama by? Like almost 50 points. So when they called and they said, would you like to do the commencement? I said, OK, I'll do it. But they're going to have the biggest crowd they ever had by maybe four or five times. They told me, thanks for all of the things that we've done and to our policies. Trillions of dollars are now pouring into the United States because of common sense, just common sense. Apple, great company, was building everything in China. Now they just announced that they're spending $500 billion to invest in America, not in China. My friend Jensen from NVIDIA, they're spending, you know what NVIDIA is? They're spending $500 billion. TSMC, the biggest chip maker in the world by far from Taiwan, they're spending $200 billion in the United States. Amazon, $21 billion. Johnson & Johnson, $55 billion. The Mac, $20 billion. Merck, Stellantis, General Motors are putting in billions and billions of dollars, and many other companies. And as a result of our policies, for the first time in modern history, more Americans believe that our country is headed in the right direction than the wrong direction. They have a poll, a crazy poll, probably a fake poll, too, so I don't know. I don't care. But first time ever, in I think ever, that they're saying the country is headed in the right direction. Has never happened before. I don't know why. But we've accomplished more in 3 months than most administrations accomplished in 4 years or even 8 years. And we're just getting started. Believe me, we're just getting started. We're pleased to be joined by some great people. A person that I have so much confidence in him. The fake news is after him, really after him, but he's a tough cookie. They don't know how tough he is. Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. Pete. Wow, that's pretty good. How are the Houthis doing? Not too good, right? Our new administrator of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, somebody that everybody knows, but this guy, you know, the show was a big success, but sometimes it hurts your image to have a television show. He's the top, I mean, he went to Harvard. I shouldn't even mention that anymore because that used to be a good thing. Today it doesn't mean much. But he went to University of Pennsylvania Medical School, top student, top doctor, top everything. One of the smartest guys in medicine, also a big star, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz, thank you, doctor. Thank you. A man who waited today, just came here. He was all sweaty and grimy. I said, what the hell happened? He ran into the building because he wanted to vote in Congress. And I hear we passed the vote. John James by a lot, right? And thank you for making it here. He had a vote. I said, John, do me a favor, stay and vote. We're voting essentially on the big, beautiful, that gorgeous, big, beautiful bill. I said, you know, I want you there badly, but you got to vote, please. So thank you very much, John. Good job. Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall. Matt, thank you. Thank you, Matt. Michigan Senate Republican leader Eric Nesbitt. Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much. Michigan GOP Chair Jim Runstedt. Thank you, Jim. Good job. Nice tie. Thank you, Jim. Great job. One of my favorite people. I mean, we just had such success. You know, we had so many votes stolen in 2020, and then this guy came in, and they didn't steal him from his state, North Carolina, I told you. But they didn't steal him. He had 601 lawyers, and he had lawyers at every voting booth. And I said, who is that guy that did so well? Because we won the state. Other states, you know, they inched us out, and, you know, at the end, they just inched us out, crooked as hell. But this guy didn't let that happen. His name is Michael Whatley, North Carolina, and now he's the head of the Republican Party, RNC, and he's great. And I must tell you, he worked with a great woman, my daughter-in-law, Laura, who was unbelievable. He's got a very successful television show. That was a tremendous combination. That was a very important combination. Also, the great, and you see him on television, he's unbelievable. Hey, Stephen, come up here fast. The great Stephen Miller. Do we like Stephen? Where is Stephen? Come here, Stephen. I love this guy. I love this guy. There is nobody smarter or tougher than Stephen Miller. Stephen, say a couple.
Who's enjoying 100 golden days of America? President Trump has achieved the most secure border in American history. He's fighting violent crime. He's fighting the drug cartels. He's cutting your taxes. He's cutting wasteful spending. He's draining the swamp. He's standing up to the radical left. He's standing up to the communists. And he's making America stronger than it's ever been. President Trump will never stop fighting for you, your children, and your family. And President Trump will make sure that in this country, not illegal aliens, not criminals, not gangbangers, but American citizens come first, last, and always. Thank you. And thank you, President Trump, for being the greatest president in American history.
He's great. This guy, he is something special. And he's been with us right from day one. Right from day one, Stephen's been there, right? He's been great. A man who put on about 928 rallies for me. We didn't have a glitch. Justin Caporal. Justin, thank you, wherever you are. He's probably backstage working. We did over 900 of these. Thank you, Justin. And Margot Martin. Does anyone know Margot? Beautiful Margot. I call her the world's greatest photographer. Where is Margot? Margot's great. Where are you, Margot? And she's very shy, actually. She's both beautiful and shy. Thank you. Where? Margot, come up here, Margot. Come up. Come on. You got it. This is the most beautiful. Now, I'm not allowed to say this. It's the end of my political career, but I'm going to say it anyway. She's the most beautiful photographer in the world. I don't know if she's the best, but she's the most beautiful.
Trump 2028, anybody?
People love Margot. And how about Caroline? How's Caroline doing? Huh? How is our Caroline doing? Caroline has taken the world by storm. She's taken it. And, you know, we have a man here that I don't know, but he's defending me all the time on CNN. And he defends me really well, but he can't go too far, because if he goes too far, he'll get fired. I said, you're amazing. You can take it right to the edge. And he really does a good job. He's not allowed to go any further. He would be off, you know, if he really went totally crazy, which he'd like to do. But I think he's terrific. Scott Jennings. Where's Scott? Where are you, Scott? Come here, Scott. This guy, really, I've watched him for years. I don't know him. But he likes Trump. Come here, Scott. Oh, CNN, this is the end of Scott. No, who cares? Don't worry, we'll take care of you, Scott. Scott Jennings, really great.
Thank you. Michigan, we were flying in here today, And I said, look at these farms. I got to get a farm in Michigan, because when you own as many libs as I do, you got to put a place to put them all. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Scott. And I also want to thank the rest of the Michigan Republican delegation for all the work they do in Congress and who are back in Washington working on the Big Beautiful Bill. We're going to name it, I think, the Big Beautiful Bill. In 100 days, I've taken more than 1,000 executive actions, and I could recite our accomplishments all night long. And by the way, did you just see what I did? Straws. I wiped out the paper straw. Little thing. These are the little things. Your sink. You ever try buying a new sink and no water comes out? Your shower heads, your toilets, the whole thing, it's a disaster. We now have it so you can have as much water as you want, because it's not an environmental problem. You have areas that can't get rid of their water, and yet they put restrictors on them. You used to take them off, but now you can't because they're welded in, but now you don't have to worry about that because we've opened up your faucets, and we've opened up, especially me. I don't like taking a shower where the water goes drip, drip, drip onto my luxuriant hair. I need a lot of water. I need everything I can get. I don't need to be under a shower trying to get water to come out of that damn thing. So we've opened up the shower heads, the faucets, the toilets, the washing machines that don't give you water. All of that stuff has been opened up, and we're giving you gas ovens, gas stoves, if you'd like. No more electric. You can have electric if you want. I have a lot of friends, they like gas better. You're supposed to sell your gas stove or get it. I don't know. Who do you sell it to? Maybe another country, because we're the only country that would be so stupid to that. But the stoves now, you can have gas stoves all you want. Put four of them in your kitchen. I couldn't care less. It's all common sense. People were so angry about that. Remember? They were all angry. Get rid of your gas stove. You have to go to electric. There's something they have with electric that's amazing. And by the way, Elon makes a great car, but not everybody's going to want it. You know, they all say, oh, well, Trump is, maybe he's under the thumb of Elon. Do you think Elon was happy about ending the all-electric mandate? I don't think he was too happy, but he's a great guy. You know, honestly, never said a thing. He says, let me just compete fairly. By the way, it's not fair what they've done to him, too. That is a disgrace. That is a disgrace. But he's a great guy, and he's really helped us. And, you know, they've saved $150 billion on waste, fraud, and abuse, Doge. So we want to thank him. He's an incredible guy. Anybody that can land a rocket ship. I saw this thing come in. I said, you got to be kidding. This rocket's coming in. You know, most of them go right into the ocean. But he lands it. I was on the phone with somebody talking, and I saw this thing coming in. It's spinning out of control, coming down. It's all burning. It's on fire. Looks like hell. I said, well, just another rocket going into the ocean. And then all of a sudden, you see the fire pouring out of the engines, and it starts to slow up, slow. Then it's straight. Then it starts moving over a little bit. Then I say, oh, no, it's hitting the gantry. It's going to hit. No, and the engines go, strains it out. And it gets hugged like you hug your beautiful little baby, right? And I said, who the hell did that? It was Elon. And he told me, you don't have a space program if you have to drop a billion-dollar machine into the water every time you fly. You have to save those suckers. So he does. He's an amazing guy, and he's a great American, and he loves our country. He loves you. And he's paid a big price to help, but I have a feeling it's going to end up being good for him, actually. I really do. I established the new Presidential Commission to Make America Healthy Again, chaired by our new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. He's doing a good job, Dr. Oz, right? He's doing a good job. And he's a little bit different, but I want to tell you, he's a great guy. He's a great guy, and he loves his country. Just last week, Bobby announced that we're banning 8 major artificial dyes from our food supply. Sounds good to me. And on day one, I created that very successful Department of Government Efficiency headed by Elon. That was a big thing doing that. I mean, the numbers are really incredible. Doge. So it was a very big thing. We terminated the left-wing money laundering scam known as USAID. How about the money that was going out? How about the money that was going out? Billions and billions. They were giving individual people billions of dollars. Can you believe it? People that had nothing, they got a billion. They got one, got 2 billion. 2 billion for the environment. Had $100 in the bank. They got $2 billion. Not 2 million. You know, 2 million would have been a lot. 200,000 would have been a lot, but it would have been fine. $2 billion! And we directed all federal workers to return to the office in person, or unfortunately, they're fired. You're fired. You know, some of these guys got their golf handicap way down during the so-called time where they're supposed to be working at home. You know, they weren't working at home. Who the hell would work at home? How do you work at home? It's terrible. And we, you know, we found a lot of them where they had second jobs. They were just taking us for a ride. They're all taking us for a ride. The foreign countries were really taking us for a ride, both on military and on trade. But we stopped it, and we're stopping it. I withdrew from the unfair and ridiculous Paris Climate Accord, where we were paying trillions of dollars. We would have spent numbers like you wouldn't believe, and China wouldn't have spent anything, Russia wouldn't have spent anything, India wouldn't have spent, but we would have spent over $1 trillion. I withdrew from the corrupt World Health Organization, where we were paying $470 million. And China was paying with a population quite a bit larger than ours, thank you. The problem with us, we have no idea what size our population. They allowed so many people on under Biden. But let's assume it's 325 million. China's 1.4 billion. We were paying $470 million. And China was paying $39 million. And China was running the whole show. So I said, no, thank you. I withdrew. They offered me to sign up at $39 million. I still said no because it was sort of scammy. I didn't like it. And Biden came back in, and he signed up. And they knew we could have signed up for $39 million or less. He came back in, and he signed up for the same as what they were paying before, almost $500 million. Now, that's a lot of money, but it's nothing compared to the trillions of dollars that they waste. But that's the way it is. They know they can sign up for less. They don't even care. It's like they don't want to have the conversation. And you're talking about a $450 million difference. But they came up right in the first week. He said, no, we're going right back in. Okay, I can understand that. But you go in for $39 million. They could make a deal for $39 million. They signed up for $472 million. And I withdrew from the anti-American UN Human Rights Council, which is totally disgusting. In 3 months, my administration has brought home 46 American hostages and citizens detained abroad. We paid nothing. We don't pay. We don't pay. You know, if you pay, those kidnappings go way up. We don't pay. Every time Biden brought people back, he'd pay $6 billion. $6 billion. $6 billion. Three times they brought back three hostages. Oh, how is it? Well, I think it's a fair deal. What do we pay? $6 billion. Wait a minute. For three people. $6 billion. $6 billion. It's not right. I mean, it's just not right. They have no idea. Honestly, grossly incompetent, stupid people. More than Biden brought home in 4 years. We brought more back in just a matter of weeks than Biden brought home in years. And he paid a fortune, and we paid nothing. We got Mexico to turn over 29 of the biggest cartel leaders in their country. And we're charging Mexico and Canada and China big tariffs because of the fact that they've allowed fentanyl to come in and poison our country. They're paying a lot of money for that. And because of that, you'll watch, it's going to stop. It's already slowing down. Within 6 weeks, we also apprehended the terrorist responsible for the attack that killed 13 American service members known as Abbeygate. I got to know them. I got to know those families very well. They're devastated during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and brought him home. I mean, we brought this guy home to America. We got the guy that did it. We got him. They were looking for years, but we got him. It took us to get him. We got him in the first month. Brought him home to face justice. And it was that gross incompetence that probably led Putin to go in and attack Ukraine, because they were never going to. That was never going to happen. If I were president, the Ukraine-Russia war would have never, ever happened, not even a little chance. We have ended the weaponization of law enforcement and fired Joe Biden's handpicked. These are pro-crime U.S. attorneys, except if it's a political person like me. You know, I was under investigation more than the late, great Alphonse Capone. Al Capone was the greatest gangster of them all. If he had dinner with you, and if he didn't like you, you were dead. You were a dead person. You'd be under a foundation somewhere in a nice big building or sports center going up. And I spent far more time under investigation than Alphonse Capone. How about that? You like that? I didn't like that. I didn't like it. We removed senior FBI officials who were corrupt and misdirected the resources they sent to SWAT teams after grandmothers and J6 hostages, what they did to those J6 hostages. And they did nothing to the people that took over Portland and took over Seattle. They literally took over a big portion of Seattle, or in Minnesota, Minneapolis. You remember that disaster where they said, no, this is a peaceful rally. The CNN lunatic anchor, the guy has about the personality of an ant. This is not a man meant for television. He said, no, the rally is quite peaceful. Then he got hit with a brick or something. And over his shoulder, the entire skyline of Minneapolis was burning. You remember that one? The entire skyline was burning. And I have to be careful, because that gentleman right there, one of the greatest purchases of advertising in the history of the world, Mike Lindell, there has never been a better purchaser. He comes from Minnesota. No, congratulations. He's the greatest purchaser of ads in history. If he would have bought my ads, I could add 10 times more ads on. There's never been. Is there any station that doesn't have a pillow ad in? But he's great, and he's doing great, and he's got a beautiful new wife and all that stuff, and I'm proud of him. Look at him holding hands. He's still holding hands. I'm very proud of him. That's nice. Usually by this time, in a lot of people I know, Mike, by this time it's over. It's over. Look at you holding hands. I love that. I saw that. I pardoned hundreds of political prisoners who had been grossly mistreated. We created a brand new DOJ task force on anti-Christian bias. It's a big problem. I stripped the security clearances of the disgraced intelligence agents who lied about Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. Remember the laptop from hell? Remember the laptop from hell? When you had the 51 agents, they said, oh, Russia did it. Russia did it. Russia did everything. Russia did it. And it was all like horrible, disgusting stuff. You hadn't seen the worst of it, but it truly is the laptop. By the way, a very brilliant reporter for the New York Post wrote a book called The Laptop from Hell. You ought to read that book. It is really, it tells you the facts, okay? It tells you the facts. Miss Devine, the great Miss Devine, she wrote an amazing book, actually, The Laptop from Hell. We also terminated the clearances of the Biden crime family and Joe Biden himself, because he's corrupt. And I banned all government censorship and restored free speech in America. We have free speech. We didn't have free speech. I ended all of the lawless so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion bullshit all across the entire federal government and the private sector. And I made it the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. And a really easy one. This was the easiest one I had. I banned men from competing in women's sports. You know, they always say that's an 80-20 issue. No, I think about a 97-3 issue. I also proudly banned the use of puberty blockers and other chemical and surgical right? All these mutilations of our minor youth, I banned it all. I signed executive orders to abolish critical race theory and transgender insanity from our schools and from our military. We fired the woke boards of visitors at our military academies. We have great people running our military academies now. And I've directed the reinstatement of patriots expelled from our military by the Biden vaccine mandate with full back pay. After years of missed targets, our military suddenly has the best recruiting numbers in 30 years. Every branch is setting records. Don't think of that. 6 months ago, you and I were reading that nobody wanted to join the military, right? Now, we've just set a record of recruitment that's stuck. We have a waiting list of people that want to go into our military, and we have a waiting list, including for police and firefighters, because our country has spirit again. We have spirit. Our country has great spirit again. Last month, I signed a historic executive order to begin the process of eliminating the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Michigan. We're going to send it back to our states. Right? We're going to send it back to our states to run. I mean, how the hell bad can we do? We're like in last place. They do badly, you're going to do better. They're going to do great, though. I think they're going to do great. I'm very proud of it. Linda McMahon, by the way, is doing a phenomenal job. And I signed an order making English the official language of the United States of America. I ordered the release of all remaining files related to the assassinations of Presidents John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. And they're all out there. And I made myself very unpopular in Mexico by renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. And we are restoring the name of a great president, William McKinley, to Mount McKinley in Alaska. He's a very good president. And you Italians are going to love me because just yesterday I brought back Columbus Day in America, especially for Italian Americans who were so badly treated by its removal. I also signed an order to require proof of citizenship to vote in American elections. That was easy. And the Democrats fought me in that. Think of it. Why would they want no voter ID? Because they want to cheat. Why would they want to have no proof of citizenship? We don't want it. We trust everybody. No, they want to cheat. That's all they want to do. Think of that. No voter ID. In Michigan, you must never allow rank choice voting to be here. Never. We've done this all in 14 weeks. That's one. Remember that. 100 days, we've done all of the things that I named and a lot more, and we're counting, and it's going to be better. Wait till you see the results of some of the things that we're doing. In the coming weeks and months, we will pass the largest tax cuts in American history, and that will include no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. It's called the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it will be the biggest bill ever passed in our country's history. It will include the biggest tax cuts, regulation cuts, military supremacy, and just about everything else. We will cut more than $1 trillion in wasteful and unnecessary spending. And in the next fiscal year, it'll all be done. We're going to have something that you won't even believe. We will end inflation, slash prices. We've already ended inflation, raise wages, and give you the greatest economy in the history of the world. That's already happening. With our tax bill, the average family's take-home pay will be at least $5,000 more than it was just a couple of months ago. We will always protect Medicare and Social Security for our great seniors with no cuts, and we will defend Medicaid for those great people that are in need. House Republicans are working to invest more money in Medicaid than we spend today. The only thing we're going to cut is the corruption and the crooks that take advantage of some of the illegal schemes. So we want to preserve Medicaid for the most vulnerable, for our kids, pregnant women, the poor and disabled Americans. We will fully and permanently secure our border. we will make the largest ever investment in U.S. military and build the Golden Dome Missile Defense Shield. That's going to all protect us so we live a long and beautiful life. It's going to be made in Michigan, and it's going to be made right here in the USA. And 1 hour ago, I just made a speech at Selfridge Air Force Air National Guard Base, announcing that we are saving it, keeping it open, including thousands of jobs with a brand new state-of-the-art F-15s, which are coming to Selfridge. And we will crush violent crime and give our police the support, protection, resources, and respect they so dearly deserve. I will defend religious liberty, and I will defend the right to keep and bear arms. We will celebrate the 250th anniversary of America's founding in 2026, and we will teach our children to love our country, honor our history, and always respect our great American flag. And one day soon, American astronauts will plant the flag on the planet Mars. That's going to happen very soon. Every single day of my administration will continue to live by the motto, promises made, and you've seen it before, promises kept. From Marquette to Midland, from Mackinac to Saginaw, and from Lansing to right here in Macomb County, we stand on the shoulders of red-blooded Michigan patriots. What great people. I love you, Michigan. Who laid the railroads, worked the factories, tilled the field, forged the steel, fought the battles, and won the victories that built the Motor City and made this state into the pride of the America Midwest. And you know what? We're going to make it better than it ever was. It's already happening. You see what's happening. Michigan is the state that gave us the assembly line, Motown, Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, and put the world behind the wheel of an automobile. And under our leadership, we are making it greater every single day, and the automobile business in Michigan will soon, and it's going to happen really soon, it's already happening, they're signing left and right because of my taxation and tariff policies, which are policies of common sense and genius, be bigger and stronger and better than ever before. It's going to get better than ever before, and it won't even be close. Companies will be pouring back into Michigan. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country. And on November 5th, 2024, it was hardworking patriots like you who saved our country. So thanks to your help, your love, and your support, after 100 days back in the White House, America is a free, proud, and sovereign nation once more. And our magnificent destiny is closer than ever before. It's closer than ever before. You have no idea how close it is. Our golden age has only just begun. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. We will fight, 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 and we will win, win, win. Together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. I love you, Michigan. I love you. Have a good time. Thank you. God bless you all.